The big story this morning, Damo, is that Ben King has accepted a 2-year extension at the Gold Coast Suns. He's going to be that footy club until the end of 2022. Zach Smith also joining on a 2-year contract that will be finalised in the coming days. And as we've reported on AFL.com.au, various outlets going with it as well. James Aish being offered a 3-year deal at Fremantle to pair up with his former assistant at the Pies, who is now the senior coach of the Dockers, Justin Longmuir.
That was the news update for this hour for Tinted Car. Visit tintedcar.com.au, now offering open pay, tint now, pay later. Just on the Dockers, Mitch, outside of those incomings, are we expecting anything else?
Connor Menadue is a player from Richmond they've shown some interest in, endurance and speed. That they like his mix of both of those. So looking at that one getting done, again, like Butler from Richmond, won't have to pay much.
Yeah. We flagged a chat about Collingwood, James Aish being a name now that will be one of the outs. You've mentioned Matt Scharenberg in the past. We've touched on just alerting our listeners to a situation around Tom Phillips, which we don't expect to have any major outcome by way of him leaving his contract that you're saying for 3 years beyond this year. I thought it was for two, but for 3 years, there's triggers within that deal that make it quite lucrative for him. He's a really good player. He doesn't want to go and the club doesn't want to lose him, but they probably don't want to lose James Aish in an ideal world either. They're going to have to because of the nightmare that is already presenting itself this time next year. Darcy Moore out of contract, Brody Grundy, Jordan Ngoi, and Scott Pendlebury. The four big names who are out of contract end of 2020, and something has to give, something has to happen this year in order to make that process just a little bit easier than what it is already going to be.
Of all the players on Collingwood's list this year that are movable, I reckon Scharenberg and Aish are the two players that would be most likely and easiest to lose, because you look at what the Pies have brought in. John Noble is going to get a 1-year extension. He's played across halfback. And then Isaac Quainer, we didn't see him in the second half of the year with his foot injury, or in the finals at least, his foot injury. So I think Noble and Quainer can come in replace Aish. I think of anyone that's been mooted, he's far more replaceable than a Tom Phillips.
Yeah.
So I think the Aish, from Collingwood's perspective, to move, whatever, it's not going to be, he wouldn't be on extraordinary money for his final year of 2020, but it is some money that they can move off the books to help with the four players you mentioned.
Is it possible they'll do anything else beyond that, Mitch? Just to make just a little bit easier what they have to do next year. It's I don't want to over-dramatise it, but it's a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
What lies ahead for them with those three massive names in the, not just the current list, but in Collingwood history to some point. I mean, the connections with Moore, obviously, the still sky's limit potential of Ngoi, and now that they've got a back-to-back best and fairest winner in Brody Grundy. And of course, the backdrop and almost the fourth name amongst that big four is arguably their biggest name of all time in Scott Pendlebury, who won't be demanding as much currency as those other three, but equally doesn't want to be running around in 2021 for much less than what he's clearly worth.
If you were to say one thing they could still do right now, it would be Scharenberg. But I think there just hasn't been the suitors come for him right, as they would have liked. His body has let him down so often, and that's just the way it is. That the money he's got for next year isn't extraordinary either, but I just can't see.
But you're packing it up with Aish, potentially, yeah. It clears a...
And Elliott re-signing, he wouldn't have re-signed for too much, as we read it. There was more money on the table from Brisbane and Melbourne and longer. So the Pies might have had a win there by not signing Jamie Elliott for massive money.
Yep.
I just think that to move one more would assist with the four players. And Mason Cox is the other bit down the pecking order on the players and do need to re-sign for 2020.
Yep. So we've now got two full days and the remainder of today in this trade period. Deadline 7:30 on Wednesday. Mitch, do you see any jeopardy on any of the names we've been talking about now for 2.5 weeks?
Danaher
remains the one.
Yeah. I think Papley might have moved in the last 48, 72 hours, but dating back to last Friday.
Started late last week. Yeah. Just the understanding. And also, too, the Blues have, and look, some will say belatedly, got their head around needing to give Gold Coast more than a second round, be it maybe a future second round, but more than a second round for Jack Martin possibilities. Now, whatever that may entail, I don't know, but there is an awareness now that wasn't going to get it done.
Yeah. So Papley, I think, is leaning more likely to happen now than it was maybe a week ago. But Danaher is the one that I reckon we're going to be talking about right over the next 48 hours.
Yeah, I agree. Mitch, our time together today on the Trade News Hour is now up. Jumping into the AFL Telstra, AFL Trade Radio Studio, is Michael Barlow and Dwayne Russell. Guy McKenna will be their special guest. You and I will be back tomorrow on the Trade News Hour for Telstra. And Mitch, I'll see you then.
See you then.